Stearman and needs to go left and finds McDonald. McDonald, cross into the box. Oh, it deflected into his own net! It's an own goal by Hudson! And Wolves surely are going to take the point into added time. Finally, the goal comes. McDonald's cross, and it was a horrible miscue at the near post by Mark Hudson. It'll definitely go down as an own goal. Nobody here will give a hoot about that. Wolves 1, Cardiff 0.
Good, Kenny, right up to stoppage time, it looked like that was going to be one that maybe slipped away from you, but at the end of the perfect result.
First half, we played very well, maybe surprised them, created a lot of chances. I was a little bit frustrated going in at half time at 0-0, but you know, that's the way it is. The second half just looked to be really falling away. We had a lot of the ball. There was one decent chance either end, Van La Parra and then Kenwyn Jones, and it just looked like the second half was falling away. But you know, we kept persevering, and it just shows you, if you do keep putting that ball into the box, something breaks for you.
Well, it could be argued you had very little fortune in the first half. The use of the width on both sides had been excellent. Number of balls you did get into the penalty area, but nothing dropped.
No, it didn't. And they're very good defensively. They're going to concede not many goals. Marshall's good. He's experienced. Putting Connolly at right back, who's a centre half, and then his defence on the far post was excellent. So it was very difficult for us to create that much. And you're really going to have to work hard if you're going to score many against Cardiff.
Three clean sheets in the first four games, real tribute to the back four and keeper.
Yes, it is, and you know, the way we've played generally, we're pleased with 9 points out of 12. That's a good start for us in the four games.
And the progression of some of these players over the last 12 months, Lee Evans with a very important role in front of that back four, Matt Doherty playing probably the best football of his career.
Well, they're younger players that have come on, and they have to have the hunger now to do well in the Championship, and that's their challenge. You know, for other players that have been in there at different times, this will be their first time with Wolves and the first time with this group of players. So I want to see a hunger and desire from the team to do well this year.
Was there a time when the ball was coming in the box that it did demonstrate the fact that there perhaps is the need for a target man still? Because I know you're still looking in the market, but did it demonstrate that today?
I felt at times we slung the ball in too easily, and at times just aimlessly, because it then doesn't take responsibility for a quality ball. But then volume does tell in the end, where you get another one in the box at the end, where we put many balls in. I think the penalty area entries for us more than doubled Cardiff's. So that's that. For a long time, looked like we needed more quality in there, and a little bit more cunning, and perhaps a 1-2 around the edge of the box and a shot, and from a wide area or a pullback, and just think about it a little bit more. But in the end, the volume told, because we got a deflection and benefited from an own goal. In terms of do we need a target man? Obviously, options are very important things for a manager. But I can only talk about this group of players, and we've made an encouraging start. We have to keep working hard, and next week's game against Blackburn will be a good test, because they're a very well-drilled, experienced, and looking at them now, good Championship side that will be there or thereabouts. So it'll be a test for us next week, and an interesting game.